Walking the road, other men have gone down. I'm seeing a world of people and things. Here, paupers and peasants and princes and kings. Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song about a funny old that's coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a dying and it's hardly been born. Hey, Woody Guthrie, but I know that you know all the things that I'm a-saying and many times more. I'm a-singing you the song, but I can't sing enough, 'cause there's not many men have done the things that you've done. Here's to Cisco and Sonny and the Lead Belly too, and to all good people that traveled with you. Here's to you, the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Somewhere down the road someday, the very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too.
This is KPPC in Pasadena. One more song for Labor Day. Jimmy Reed number. It's called Big Boss Man, done by John Hammond from his classic So Many Roads album. Most of that, though, was for Woody Guthrie and for associates of him. You heard the song For Woody Guthrie, done by Bob Dylan, and Hard Rain's Gonna Fall by Leon Russell. And the ballad for Joe Hill, the socialist and the organizer of labor unions, who was killed by the copper bosses, sung by Joan Baez, written by Paul Robeson. And he got in a lot of trouble for that song. As well as some of Burn Down the Mission and Dirty Business by the New Riders of the Purple Sage. I actually didn't hear that song, but you have heard that song, and it's just as if you did. As well as Country Joe McDonald doing The Pastures of Plenty and The Ballad of the Grand Coulee Dam, a Woody Guthrie song, another Woody Guthrie song. sung by Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
The KPPC switchboard is now in operation more hours than ever before. Yes, the KPPC community switchboard is connected to 681-4501 from 6 p.m. to midnight Sunday through Wednesday and from 6 p.m. to 3 o'clock in the morning Thursday through Saturday. For who, what, when, why, where, requests, or questions, the switchboard is eagerly awaiting your calls.
Telephone girl, what's your number? You've been recommended to me.
That's Sunday through Wednesday, 6 p.m. to midnight, Thursday through Saturday, 6 p.m. to 3 o'clock in the morning.
What did you say?
Sounds good.
At 681-4501, the KPPC Community Switchboard, and more real soon.
You can get all three of the Rodney Stewart albums on Platypus Records. At Platypus Records, you can get them on a different record label than that, but the store is Platypus. The albums are The Rod Stewart Album for $2.98, Gasoline Alley for $2.98, and Every Picture Tells a Story for a little more, because it's new. It's for $3.48 instead of $5.98. They're all pretty cheap. They're all Rod Stewart solo albums. They're available at all of the four Platypus record stores, in Silver Lake, in Santa Monica, in Manhattan Beach, and in Long Beach. And you can trade in your old, unscratched Rod Stewart albums for brand new ones, or for new tapes. Rod Stewart at Platypus Record Stores, in their four locations. I'm the fat one till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Baby, about the things that I did. I was saying, oh, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
It's called Moaning and Groaning. It's done by a singer named Bill Withers, who I'd like to find someplace. He's a person I'd like to have down here some night. He apparently doesn't come across very well when he lip-syncs on the Real Don Steele show, but I think he would be very good live. Well, this is very simple, and it's just his voice. Bill Withers from the album called Just As I Am. Before that, brand new Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. The album's called One Dozen Roses, and it's Crazy About the La La La. And Little Stevie Wonder, when he was Little Stevie Wonder, back very old Levy Stevie. It's his Workout Stevie Workout song. And this is KPPC in Pasadena. University Stereo would like you to visit them. They'd like you to see some of their stores and see how small they are and see how they arrange to have low prices. It's because they don't have much in the way of display, but they do have a lot of expertise inside. The people inside are experts in the area of sound and sound equipment. And they have salesmen who would like you to come back again and again. They keep coming back. I'd like you to be a yo-yo, but not for repairs, but just to see them. Yes, they have Harman Kardon CAD 4 cassette decks for $87. They have 25-foot coiled headphone cords for $1.50, and a Concord portable deck with AM/FM receiver, two speakers, and cassette deck for less than $100. University Stereo in West LA, in Sherman Oaks, and in Long Beach. They're little stores, and they like you.
Now at the warehouse on Grunt Records, the Jefferson Airplane, Bark. It's their first release in over 2 years, and it's discount priced for just $3.29 at the warehouse. The new album, Bark from the Airplane, includes a free shopping bag with detailed instructions as to what you can do with it. Jefferson Airplane, Bark. Plus all of the other Jefferson Airplane albums on RCA, all discount priced for $3.29 each. There's a warehouse in Pomona, Westwood, Hollywood, and seven other convenient locations. That's the Jefferson Airplane, Bark, new on Grunt Records, plus all of the old Jefferson Airplane albums on RCA. It's all for $3.29, and it's all at the warehouse, where most stores are open every night until midnight.
Hook lines lately. I just been beating the shit out of my guitar. I hope it entertains everybody. I really want you to like me so far. All your new boyfriend stuff is depressing. But I think he's cute anyway. I hope you both stay very drunk together. Talk about what all the stupid people say. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Just yesterday I pressed my noggin on the wall. We kept it there for an hour or more. Must be getting stronger because it don't hurt too bad. But when I hit it on the oven and bit my tongue to boot, it got to hurting pretty good and got real sore. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
John the Conqueror, it's from the new Dr. John album, and before that a band called Atomic Rooster, Black Snake. From that, this is KPPC in Pasadena. The requests that have come in tonight, I'm aware that Outrageous and Les Carter did an all-request show this afternoon for Labor Day. The requests that have continued to come in tonight have been really nice requests, and I think that there's nothing for me to do tonight, but seeing as this is Labor Day, nobody should be working, and you're doing it for fun. That we will just run through a lot of those. And so I'll get to have at least this part of Labor Day off. I think I've earned that. And you'll hear the things that you've been asking for. They are nice requests. The requests that we tend to get will be for the same things over and over again. As a matter of fact, I'm very aware that when you find that you do make a request and it does get played, that you will then continue to request that particular thing for weeks on end after that. there's a nice spread to them tonight. I think there's nothing more that needs to be done. These are the Funkadelics.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time. For y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended. For I knew I had to rise above it all. Or drown in my own.
Thank you.
Sugiotis in Dreamland. It's really nice. What if instead of being Johnny Otis' son, he were John Coltrane's son? Or Sugi Coltrane? I don't recognize the names of any of the people who were with him on the album, with the exception of Ainsley Dunbar on drums for that one. They would be people unknown to me, and I would also guess unknown to you. So I won't tell you who they are, but they would be friends of Sugi's. The album is called Freedom Flight, and that's Freedom Flight from that album. Sugi Otis, before that, the Funkadelics, and the instrumental Maggot Brain. And this is KPPC in Pasadena. The Otises are back. They're back in town. They were here last Sunday, and they'll be again next Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. 7 to 9 for Johnny Otis, the Johnny Otis Show. I have announcements here for the L.A. Free Clinic, and the L.A. Free Press. There's a big difference. The L.A. Free Clinic is raising funds. And this Friday coming up, Friday, September 10th, has been named Bank Day by the L.A. Free Clinic. Friends of the Free Clinic will be collecting money outside of banks throughout Los Angeles. It's an important fundraising event since the clinic is down to zero financially and needs about $5,000 a month to continue treating the thousands of people who use its services, thousands every month. The clinic is also trying to raise money for a down payment on newer and larger facilities, which they need. You can do one of two things. Get in touch with the clinic and volunteer your services for Bank Day, and that's Friday, September 10th, or if you can't do that, make a donation to someone outside a bank or directly to the LA Free Clinic. They're at 115 North Fairfax in Los Angeles, across from the near the farmer's market, near the CBS across the street. There's big doings down there. Free Clinic needs help from a lot of people, and you could easily spare a Friday. You can call them at their phone number. This is their number. It's 938-9141. 938-9141. And the LA Free Press is raising funds slowly at 25 cents a copy. The big feature in the Free Press this week is on Lenny Bruce. It's titled A Day in the Life of Lenny Bruce. It's a special 35,000 word excerpt from the forthcoming biography of Lenny Bruce. He did his own autobiography a while back, about 5 years ago. Elliot Mintz interviews Tim Leary in Switzerland, where he's trying to obtain political asylum. There's more about George Jackson's murder, the reign of terror at San Quentin, his funeral, and the wave of reprisals that followed. There are film reviews. There are the fabulous Furry Freak Brothers. There's the calendar. There's the classifieds. This and a lot more in the LA Free Press. This week, it's available on the street and in the little boxes where you put in the quarter. It's still only 25 cents. It's the LA Free Press.
Situation.